On this sunny summer morning, Ronnie Russell and I are doing what he calls windshield farming. We're driving around in his Ford pickup looking at the 1,500 or so acres he has in corn, soybeans, and alfalfa. He grew up helping his dad farm here, but Russell says he has a tool his father didn't. All three crops Russell is growing come from genetically engineered seeds.
I know that it's improved my operations so much. Another fact, it allows me to be more efficient and allows us as farmers to be able to produce more on the same amount of land.
Since GE crops came on the market 20 years ago, use has skyrocketed. Most of the corn and soybeans grown in the U.S. are GE. Russell says this allows him to protect his crops from insects and weeds, preventing crop losses. He wishes consumers knew more about this technology.
We're not against labeling, but we want it to be fact-based, scientific-based.
Vermont is the first state in the country to require labels on food products to disclose whether there's genetically modified ingredients in it. That worries Russell. He thinks most people are going to see that as a warning, placing a stigma on his product.
Don't you know that there's stigmatism out there already? If it says GMO, it's like the Jimmy Kimmel thing.
Apparently, the FDA will allow companies to put the word natural on a product label as long as it says JKLOL on the back of the product.
That's how the late-night comedian introduced a man on the street segment, showing that most people don't even know that the acronym GMO stands for genetically modified organisms.
What is a GMO?
It's genetically modified. I don't know. What is it?
Kimmel's shtick is funny. It's also true. The majority of consumers say they want to know what's in their food. Yet, most of them are unaware of the scientific studies showing GMOs are safe to eat. Jill McCluskey is an ag economist at Washington State University. She says shoppers will see disclosure labels much like the Surgeon General's warning on cigarette packages.
I think that if consumers see the label of that this contains genetically modified food and that's a requirement by the U.S. government, they will feel that it's a label, it's something that they should avoid.
Falco Schilling is with the Vermont Public Interest Research Group, one of the supporters of that state's new law. He says it doesn't dictate farming practices, and consumers have demanded to know this information.
Here in Vermont, we're really excited to see our law finally going into effect after the 2 years since we've passed it, when this has been challenged in both the courts and in Congress.
And the challenge by Congress isn't over. A compromise deal was recently announced by two farm country senators. The bill will require food manufacturers to place a label on their products, but it gives them three options: a non-packaged label, a USDA-developed symbol, or a QR code consumers would scan with their smartphones. Vermonters aren't happy about it.
And we are calling on Congress to say if they're going to be putting forward a national labeling standard, it needs to be one that gives people labels that humans can read and is at least as strong as Vermont's law.
Food companies that were also once opposed to labeling now support the compromise bill and hope Congress can get it passed before the Vermont law really kicks in. But the companies also see the writing on the, well, package. You can already find the words partially produced with genetic engineering on some products like Lay's potato chips, Pepsi, and Campbell's soups. Peggy Lowe, Harvest Public Media.